visit us online at HamiltonSolarNevada.com.
Hamilton Solar, both sides agree.
Nevada license number 73463.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. We've been talking about everything under the blue moon today, and now we've finally gotten to the illegal alien problem, which is plaguing us right now, turning us against each other. I mean, the president, they say, is totally not supporting the state of Arizona on these illegal alien issues. And I know, Steve, that you talked with Sheriff Joe, who's having a rough time down there. What a brave man.
He is.
He's taken a hold of
the average American.
He's taken a hold of the prison system, for one thing, putting all the boys in pink.
Yep. They were stealing the regular clothes, so he thought if they gave him pink underwear, they wouldn't steal it. But now the pink underwear, which I have two pairs of.
Yeah, I was going to say.
In fact, let me show you. See these?
Oh, wow, nice. What color do they call that? Do they call that titty pink?
I look pretty in pink, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Well, they don't just have pink underwear. Those inmates are wearing pink. The whole outfit.
And they're dancing.
He gave me his card and said next time he'd give me a tour. So I'd like to see it. I asked him, it's hot out there, isn't it? He said, yeah, right now it's 130 degrees out in those tents. And when those guys complain, I tell them our troops are out in Iraq. They're wearing their armor and their backpacks and they're protecting our country. Shut up.
But you know what? I bet they understand that kind of talk as men in their macho little minds. I think they probably understand that. They probably pussy up.
Yeah, he has,
you know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, okay, fine. And they start dancing again and doing what Joe wants them to do, right? I mean, this is working, isn't it?
Yes, well, I think so. And it must be working because it really infuriates the ACLU and people like that. So that by definition means it's working. It's working.
Well, I'll tell you why I got into this is because I was watching Patriot TV. Have you heard of that, JP?
Is that a network?
Patriot Network TV. And there was a guy on there, Professor Terry J. Lavelle.
How do you watch that? What channel
is
that?
I watch all of it. It's on the internet.
Oh, it's on the internet.
It's not on a TV channel yet.
I didn't know.
Patriot TV. And I was thinking, gosh, that's just a great idea. Because it's not one side or the other, but they talk about every side, you know, the D side, the R side, you know, the I side, all of them. And the one thing that he brought up this week was all of the process going on. The federal government is out to sue the state of Arizona for the way they're handling illegal aliens. They say they're profiling. And I say 3/4 of the state is Latin-looking people. They're Mexicans. How are you going to do anything but profile if you're looking for work cards, green cards?
Well, when they wrote that law, they specifically said that the officers were not allowed to profile. So I don't know where the Justice Department is coming from.
Back in the days of our forefathers, they said no profiling. You couldn't pick on somebody just because they were of a certain...
Right. What they're saying is if you pull someone over for speeding and you ask for their license and they don't speak English and don't have a license, by golly, maybe they're not illegals.
Do you think that's fair, Steve?
Well, I do.
I think that's fair.
I think we've talked about this, that the Israelis don't do... the inspections the way we do at airports. They have people that are looking people in the eyes. I was talking to a fellow, and he and his wife both had identical bags, and they pulled him over the side. They looked him in the eye, and he said, you're okay. Go ahead. You know, they use profiling. They have people that are smart enough to figure people out.
I don't think they can do anything else but profile.
Okay, but I think there's a miscommunication when liberals and ACLU say they don't want profiling, what they really mean is they don't want racial profiling.
Well, yeah.
And none of us want that, and that's what Arizona specifically outlawed. What Steve's talking about and what you're talking about is common sense is use your brains, you know what kind of person you're looking for, and so you
three-quarters
of
the population.
If they're speaking Spanish and they don't have a license, this is probably an illegal immigrant.
3/4 of the population in Arizona speak Spanish, and I don't think it's out of line to ask for your work card. I don't think it's out of line to ask for anyone's work card. If you're Asian, just because you've got white skin doesn't mean that you are an American citizen. I don't think it hurts to become part of that process because we know we're having a problem with it.
I carry my driver's license. I have no problem being asked to see my driver's license.
Right.
We should all have to show an ID.
Yes, we should.
What's the big deal?
And I wanted to get to, I got a little off of the internet, what Newt Gingrich said about this. Could you play that for us, Sean?
The average American is fed up with a federal government that refuses to control the border and then blames the states because they step in when the federal government fails. I think the Obama administration, in a cynical effort to attract the Latino vote, has decided to pick a fight and didn't realize when it started that overwhelmingly the vast majority of Americans agree with the people of Arizona and think that Washington is irresponsible and destructive. And if you look to the most recent Rasmussen poll, it's fascinating. The elites, the people Obama identifies with, strongly favor suing Arizona. Everybody else in the country strongly opposes suing Arizona and, in fact, wishes their state would adopt the same law. This is going to become a major issue in the election, and the question is going to be very simple. Why isn't the president controlling the border? Why isn't the president doing his job? And why is he picking a fight with a state which is only operating because the president is failing? The question for most Americans is, should we enforce the law? And should we expect people in America to obey the law? And is it somehow inappropriate to try to make sure that the law is being enforced?
And are they infringing on the Constitution by doing that, Steve?
Well, if you stop them just because of that, perhaps so. But
well, who would ever admit to that?
But showing an ID, what's wrong with requiring that? Even voting, a lot of people feel that there was irregularity in voting here in our last election because they weren't being asked to show their ID and to prove they were citizens or residents in Nevada, in Clark County, in Las Vegas.
You mean when Sharon Angle was leading in the polls,
yep,
and then Harry Reid at
you
the last
it.
Minute
you
took sent
it.
Buses down to the casinos
you got it.
To bring all the voters in from the casinos, and nobody was checking IDs.
And probably
no wonder he won.
That's probably why the feds are on this immigration thing, because you let those folks in, they're going to be grateful, they're going to vote for Democrats, and that's probably what's behind this whole thing. And I guess I like Ron Paul. He says, let's bring our troops home and let's protect our own border.
Yeah, you got that. You got my vote on that.
He's on my website now. So
I say close up the borders for a while.
He's old, though. Let's really be honest. He's too old to be running for president.
Well, he might not be. He might be one of them older, elder men with wisdom that can see the future, a visionary like we were talking about.
If he got elected, he would be older than Ronald Reagan was as president, you know. So,
well, he's got a couple good years. Come on.
Well, you know, I like what he has to say, but from a libertarian point of view, their view on social issues is a lot different than, let's say, the Tea Party. So I'm not a libertarian somewhat because of that.
I mean, you mean they want the government to take control of more of the programs?
Legalized drugs. That's what he's probably talking about.
Yeah, and their view on social issues.
Stopping people from hurting themselves. Being in charge of what we do and not do.
Yeah, almost anything's okay as long as you don't hurt somebody else. And I'm more of a conservative that has some view on social issues.
Some borders. Huh?
Yep. But this immigration issue you're talking about, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we talked and we mentioned Rick Perry a second ago. He's just sent this week a bill to the United States government for $500 million. Because that's what his comptroller in Texas computed was the cost of holding illegal immigrants in jail in Texas.
Whoa.
And governors, I guess, I didn't realize this, but Governor of Arizona has sent a similar bill. And even Janet Napolitano, back when she was working for Arizona instead of for the federal government, sent a similar bill. And the federal government never pays them. Isn't that funny?
Aren't they required to pay them?
No. I mean, they just say, it's not our job to pay your prison bills, but in the state's viewpoint is, we've got all these illegal immigrants in prison because you won't handle the problem.
Okay, well then the government needs to stay completely out of it and let state by state handle it, and they're going to have to pay their own fees.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you can't have it both ways. That's what's killing me right now in politics, is everybody wants it both ways. They want to control a little bit, but not everything.
$500 million is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
I was wondering if you were in a Saudi airport full of Islamists and everybody has their garb on and you had a Western suit and tie, whether they would stop you. What
yes.
if you were a terrorist?
Or if you're looking like a hiker anymore.
Yeah, oh my yeah. gosh.
Just hiker profiling.
They'd look in your suitcase
How
to see
that?
If you have a Bible, because you cannot bring a Bible into Saudi Arabia.
Mm.
Rules and regulations.
Better off bringing drugs into Turkey than bringing a Bible into Saudi Arabia.
Well, it's permitted. In Turkey. You can't get out with them. You can bring them in.
You know, I'm a police chaplain. We haven't talked about that much, but I've done a lot of ride-alongs with the deputies. You stop a guy that has tats every place and just got an angry thing. You know, you wonder about that guy. You're going to run a 1028. You're going to do a background check. You do profiling.
You do. And if he's an ex-con, totally you're going to check everything out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that profiling?
It is. Yeah, if you got gang markings all over yourself, maybe you're a gang member.
Yeah, if you've got prison tattoos, where'd yep. you get those?
Right.
Yeah, I know it.
And we all profile in our ordinary lives. We see some sleazy guy hanging around the playground where our kids are.
Yeah,
that's profiling.
He looks weird.
No, let's call a cop.
His hair's all messed up and his pants are hanging down. And
oh, you saw me. Oh.
Yeah, I did. The belly's got to go, Steve. If you'd like to get a hold of Steve Aussie, maybe look at your portfolio. You're probably all refreshed and everything from playing with your grandkids and ready to roll, huh?
Yes, you bet.
Contact him at steveaussie.com. That's A-U-S-E.
You know, anybody can outmanage a portfolio when the things are going well,
going good,
and the seas are calm. But the tough part comes when you got storms, and we have that now, and we may be heading down.
Well, we'll have to check on Hurricane Irene, see what's happening with her here in the news.
Nothing.
Hey, I thought it was good conversation today, guys.
East
Thank
Coast
you very much.
Are just alarmists out there, I guess. Earthquake and hurricane. Neither one of them were that big of a deal.
Okay. Thank you, JP.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you being here. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you for having me.
It's always,
as always,
a pleasure. Yeah, you've always got good input. Thanks for coming with him, Denise, keeping him straight. You're with Broadview at KBZZ Sparks Reno. Thank you for letting me be myself again. Thank you.